Many flowering plants are only one or two steps out of the ditch, and goldenrod is no exception today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Most folks can recognize goldenrod growing wild. Usually we see the explosion of golden color late in the summer before the temperatures start to decrease in the fall. Typically, we see Canada goldenrod, Solidaigle canadensis, the tall plants reaching up to 4 feet. But there has been a lot of evaluation and selection for more tame landscape varieties. The mid-sized varieties, like prairie goldenrod, Solidaigle missouriensis, can be used in the middle of the shrub border, while the smallest are suitable for the front row. The flowers of goldenrod flow and arch from the top of the plants. Perhaps the selection having the most outstanding flowering habit is fireworks. The flower clusters radiate out in all directions and resemble yellow sparks streaming from exploding fireworks. Goldenrod varieties tend to be unbranched and can look a bit top-heavy, especially when flowering. You can encourage a denser and bushier plant by pruning halfway back in the late spring. Goldenrod makes great cut flowers for the vase and dry well for use in dried arrangements. And in case you have allergies, goldenrod does not cause hay fever. Goldenrod is pollinated by insects and does not produce much pollen. The real culprit is ragweed. Ragweed is pollinated and produces, as Carl Sagan would say, billions and billions of pollen grains. Both flower at the same time, but goldenrod with its showy flowers gets the blame. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.